Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 162 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, November 15th, 2012, from Manhattan's Hi-Ho Club. I'm Uncle Michael, I'm your host, and I'll be with you as I am every Thursday evening for the next 60 minutes, beginning now, 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you with plans to tune in late, have no fear, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Let's get right into the music with a little Mel Albert. That's a little Mel Allen and a song called Hinky Dinky from sometime in the 1950s. I acquired that 45 RPM record off of the eBay. Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever bought anything off of the eBay? Right now, we got to tend to our sponsors. Don't.
There's just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
This is the longest beer of the night, but in the east, I think I see some light. Then pretty soon, I know the sun will shine. I know a bar that opens promptly at 9, at 9. I guess 2 6-packs wasn't enough. 'Cause right about now, the going really gets rough, yeah. And some early bird is happy calling its mate. And I wish I knew a bar that opened oh so promptly at 8. Maybe I was just a fool, thinking I could drown you out of my mind. But the longest part of the day is just before 9, before 9. I can see the dew that settled on the ground. And if I'm not careful, your memory's gonna come around. And that's the reason that I've just gotta stay tight. So I'm just nursing the longest beer of the night. I'm just nursing the longest beer of the night.
Jim Ed Brown and the longest beer of the night. You know, this Maredsu that I'm drinking could turn out to be not only the longest, but the only beer of the night tonight. This stuff's pretty, pretty good. But it's not that strong. It's 8% alcohol by volume. We've climbed higher mountains than that on the show before. It's pretty good stuff. I was at the Omegang Brewery back in June in upstate New York, and they don't brew it there, but they are the importer of Maredsu here in the United States. It's a Belgian Abbey Ale. It's very good. Right now, on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, a little Mamas and some Papas.
Yeah, I'm gonna treat 'em good. free to mingle. I do what I please. When I'm out late nights, no one has my keys. Yeah, I keep my day nights doing what I please. You know, I don't have no star boarders, 'cause they keep you on the shelf. And I ain't taking orders, so I just go along enjoying myself. Should I go sailing across seven seas? No one can stop me doing what I please. You know, I have romances just like a dog has fleas. Not taking all the dances, that's because I do what I please. I blow in at these parties just like a reckless breeze. I outsmart all these other smarties because I do just what I please. You know, where there's no action, you will find that there's blues about. And I get my satisfaction only when I'm stepping out. And whenever I get tipsy out at one of these jamborees, no one can stop me, 'cause I do what I please.
That was Don Redman and his orchestra from 1932, going way back into the deep, dark corners of the archive to dig out the good stuff for you, my dear listeners, right now from 1969. That is correct. This is Gladys Knight and the Pips, and a good one.
Get it now.
Gladys Knight and her Singing Pips and the Real Nitty Gritty right now from 1960, a year that means a lot to me. This is Mr. Duane Eddy and the theme for Moon Children.
Thank you.
That was Dick Hyman. He was an alumni of the Martin Denny Exotic Orchestra. That was a number right now we just heard called The Liquidators. Sounds like it might have been the theme to something, but I don't know what. Maybe, I don't know. Is there something called The Liquidators? It could be. Right now, heck, a little Del Reeves.
Children, wealth, and worldly things. Oh, my papa left me squaw blood in my veins. The town folks cried desertion, but mama, I don't know. Son, don't hate your papa. Papa had to go, 'cause papa had wild blood can drive a man insane. There's no resisting wild blood like a storm of wind and rain. And I can feel the wild blood flowing in my veins. I'm writing you this letter, darling, trying to explain. Inside me flows a river, wild blood in my veins. If I can ever satisfy this longing, I'll be free. If I can ever calm the storms that rage inside of me, then I'll come looking for you and take you by the hand. Until that day, I hope and pray you'll try and understand that papa had wild blood. Papa's not to blame. Wild blood can drive a man insane. There's no resisting wild blood like a storm of wind and rain. And I can feel the wild blood flowing in my veins.
That's Wild Blood by Mr. Del Reeves. Right now, staying on the country tip, a request going out to my dad. He wanted to hear this.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73. And when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Paul. This is a Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68.
There you go, Dad, some cash just for you. A little cash for you, a little cash for me. We're all into the cash. You know, if you tune in to the Hank and Jim Radio Network not the Saturday after that, but on December 1st, you'll hear me. And you'll hear me play this song, and you'll probably hear me say what I'm about to say right now, which is if this song had made a dent in the charts at all, Paul McCartney would have had to call his band something other than Wings. From 1968, this is Wings, A Different Wings, and their single, General Bringdown.
Thank you.
General Bringdown, that's Wings from 1968, off of their self-titled release. Band that didn't know much, had some alums from some other fine bands, such as Spanky and Our Gang. Oh, I don't have all that information committed to memory yet. You know what time it is? Well, it's just past the top of the hour.
WCFL, Chicago.
And we have a rare opportunity to play this week's WCFL 4040 feature. That would be the number 40 song from WCFL's Big Ten Music Survey from 40 years ago this week off of vinyl, the original vinyl. It's the Raspberries. Oh, well, I better fade it over. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you believe what we're doing is right, close your eyes and be still. I think something's seriously wrong with Eric Carmen. Don't you?
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, in our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged weekend warrior, en route to becoming the first man to fly the Atlantic, paused briefly in his trip to call upon a transatlantic jet airliner, also soaring high in the sky.
Hello? Anybody in there?
Indeed there is, for as the winged warrior patiently waits for an answer at the door of the sleek jet aircraft...
Aren't you going to tell him what I'm wearing?
Oh, the feathered fighter is wearing a full-length yellow raincoat with matching hood. Inside the transatlantic airborne aircraft,
This is your captain speaking.
Captain, you're making a mistake.
Please do not panic.
Captain, if you tell the passengers we're under attack by a yellow raincoat bird, there will be nothing but panic.
Miss Marmol, there will be no panic aboard this ship.
There will be.
There will not be. I will speak to them calmly. The strength and security inherent in my voice will prevent panic.
All right.
This is your captain speaking. My name, Milton C. Mingle. No, please do not. Nothing to fear. I'm with you.
Captain, you're making a grievous error that will haunt you to your dying day.
Now hear this.
Captain.
It would appear that on the surface, a yellow raincoat bird scout has attached itself to this plane.
Good
yes,
job.
There's no reason.
All right, this
Milton Mingle here.
Meanwhile, outside the aircraft.
Hey, you want to open up in there? Thank you.
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, I wonder if I could step in for a few minutes.
You have a ticket?
No, I don't, but I have several credit cards here. I said, listen, could I just step in for a second?
Well, I don't know.
It's really very taxing for me to keep up with your great speed.
Oh, all right. Come on in.
Thank you. Boy.
You're really not permitted to take on extra passengers in mid-flight.
Oh, I don't want a passenger.
You don't?
Oh, no. I just want to use your...
What?
I just want to...
Yes?
Could I get my canteen refilled?
I'll have to check with the captain.
Well, will the captain permit Chicken Man to fill his canteen? And speaking of the captain, it would appear he has regained his composure and is all right, except for that name. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Darling, look at me. Listen. A star covered sky, a rose scented lane, the song of a nightingale, and the two moonstruck lovers living a fairy tale. I recall a story, a night of love and glory. A night that left my heart romantic scars. We stood so near to heaven that I reached clear to heaven and gathered you a handful of stars. Sweet remembered hour when love began to flower with moonlight through the trees like silver bar. And as the moon grew older, I reached across your shoulder and gathered you a handful of stars. I placed my fingertips upon your lips and stars fell in your eyes. Moon glow made a halo of your hair. Suddenly, you looked at me and dreams began to rise. Oh, what things unspoken trembled in the air. Our hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Then, while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars.
And that's this week's drivel by Renzo Cesana. I don't know how you pronounce his last name. I'm just making Italian stuff up.
so I'll keep on caring.
That's Ray Charles and No One right now. How about something in Swedish? Right? Right? Wonder who they got to translate that into Swedish for them. That's pretty good attempt at some Scandinavian lexicography. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We gotta work all day. We gotta work all day.
This Monday morning feeling is driving me out of my mind.
This Monday morning feeling. This Monday morning feeling.
This Monday morning feeling. It really brings me down. If I didn't work, Lord, I wouldn't have a sin to take care of my children, buy my food, or pay my rent. The way things are expensive, can't afford to even rest. Oh, boy. Monday morning feeling is driving.
From 1975, that was Tito Simon and This Monday Morning Feeling. Right now, from 1973, an artist called Exuma and his song, If It Feels Good, Do It.
Shout. If you get the urge to lose control,
it feels so good. That's, as I said, Exuma from 1973. If it feels good, do it. Right now, how about some Sandy Shaw?
The rain was falling down as I flew out of town. I went to Paris for the day. And there I got to know a certain Romeo with oh so gentle continental ways. Monsieur Dupin. So tenderly that I was never loved before. Monsieur Dupin, I know it's wrong, but I don't ever wanna go home anymore. You said hello to me and I began to see that I could fall.
Sandy Shaw with what might as well be an answer song to Conway Twitty's C'est Si Bon, or the other way around. I really don't know. It may just be coincidence, but I don't believe in those right now. We're going to play one more song before we have to bid each other to do. What's on your to-do list? Mine is to play one more song and get out of here. We're rounding the clubhouse turn. How about something by Love?
Hummingbirdsome, what do they hum? Little girls wearing pigtails in the morning. In the morning, la da 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 da. Merry-go-rounds are going round. The town in the morning, in the morning, la da 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 da. Teach, 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 la la. Teach, teach. Thank you. summertime's here, and look, oh, there are flowers everywhere in the morning.
You know, it ends that way on purpose. They were probably ingesting something interesting. You know what? I gotta tell you, I'm not gonna be here next week. Now, calm down. It's a holiday, and you're not gonna be here next week either. You're gonna be busy loosening your belts, watching football, and fighting with your relatives like the rest of us. So I'll see y'all back here in 2 weeks. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Just what mystic fate combined to make you mine.